talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, naughty and nicers, Hanukkah elves and triple Xmas reindeer, all you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. Yes, whether we celebrate Christmas, or Hanukkah, or Bodhi Day, we are all. Until we start cloning ourselves, children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Tonight is a family show. It's Christmas Eve. If you're listening to us live on Radio Susie One. And the fifth night of Hanukkah. Ole. Chag Sameach. Most people are busy with their families tonight. Even the porn stars
have families.
And we have a family too.
A family of sorts. Well, I don't know. It's kind of a family of perversions. This is the Speakeasy family, and we are here to pervert your holiday in a nice way and a naughty way too. We love holidays ever since the 99-cent store came around. Well, you know, you just find all this holiday stuff that you just have to get, and then you have to celebrate, have some agua shots, some sex. Yes, holiday sex, very important. Actually, it is considered a mitzvah, which means a good deed, in the Jewish religion to have sex with your spouse, of course, whatever your spouse may mean, you know, in the larger meaning of things, on holidays. So this is a good thing, holiday sex. And of course, Christmas, triple Xmas. Well, that's all about a baby born of sex with God. Or something like that is what she told Joseph and his family when she was all knocked up.
But we never had sex.
Well, Christmas, Hanukkah, just full of stories, and that's what this show is tonight. It's holiday storytelling time, holiday sex storytelling time, with the cast and characters that bring you the Dr. Susan Block Show every Saturday night. And we're here celebrating, starting with Captain Max.
Hello, Doc.
Hello.
How you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Eve. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Yeah.
Fifth night. And happy, I think Bodhi Day is sometime around now.
Yeah. Bodhi Day,
and
Kwanzaa.
Kinky Kwanzaa. And winter solstice, of course. And I think it's like National or International Orgasms for Peace Day or something like that. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, here we are with the family.
Just the family.
So, we have our manager.
Hello.
I'm not sure what to call you tonight, which, why don't you introduce yourself?
Just Helen.
Helen, okay.
Just Helen.
Helen. you have another name, of course, which is interesting, too.
Are you talking about my therapy name or my Chinese name?
Well, actually, you have many names, don't you?
I do.
And many characters that you play.
Yes.
But primarily, you are our manager right now. You manage the family.
As of this moment?
Right.
Hmm.
Although I don't know if we should call ourselves a family, because that sounds a little like a cult.
Well, it sounds less culty than community.
I think of you guys as my family.
Me too.
All right.
And I love you all.
You know?
I love some of you.
There's a lot in the world.
We'll, you didn't like me when I was feeling you up
the
agua.
Okay, we should make introductions, and then we're going to light the candles. We have all these rituals, and then we're going to play with the dildo, manger, the nativity scene of divine interventions, dildos. Bust.
666 on me.
Okay.
Sexmas.
We have Helen, and we have Johnny Lynch, who's actually a porn star. I said all the porn stars were busy tonight, but that's not
I'm
quite
not done
true.
I'm busy
now.
Doing this.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm busy doing.
And you're tweeting tonight.
Tweeting.
On Radio Susie yes. 1. Okay.
Everyone follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. No, she's watching porn.
Because tonight no one's listening, so it's a good night for you to, you know, try it out here.
Get all the information.
Yeah.
All of it.
So, happy Christmas, Merry Hanukkah.
Yep.
Mm. And we have...
Bear.
No, technically I'm going by Johnny Napalm.
Johnny Napalm.
It works.
Okay,
this is Christmas, we're going by real names.
Okay, then Bear works.
This is Christmas, we're going by real names.
Yeah.
Is that how
we're
it goes?
Really going to let people get to know us.
I see. So this is Tasia, by the way. Tasia Suter.
Yes,
whose mother lives where? I mean, where should we get
Astoria,
down?
Astoria, Oregon.
Okay. And sister, should we get down?
My sister is in Frisco, and she's perfect in every way, and I love her.
Wow.
Oh, and my little brother's 10 years younger than me, and he rules. I get, like, at least 30% of my jokes from him.
Okay, we're all in headdresses of some sort tonight to celebrate Christmas, and you are a reindeer.
Candy cane reindeer.
Mm, very good. And now we have an elf. This is, of course, L'Erotique, who's shooting our photos. He's our family photographer this evening.
You look ridiculous.
And has shot many of our wonderful
Thank you.
Photos.
You should be embarrassed.
And
what a bitch.
Is that Nori? No, that's who's back there?
That's Todd.
Oh,
Todd is back there.
He's not part of the family.
Yeah, he is. He's wearing a Santa. That's why he's wearing a purple Santa hat.
Hey, what's up,
he's sort of in the extended family, let's
say. It's a Tinkerbell.
Yeah. And Justine is there taking notes. We have many scribes in the family here.
Justine doesn't want to be here.
What? Already, this is so family-like.
That's true.
Isn't that what you
all
say in
today.
A family gathering
all day today
about your sibling to get them in trouble?
I do, and I photoshopped my sister's head onto Jose's body, and she got pissed about it when she didn't come to Christmas last year.
Oh, wow. Well, we're very grateful that Justine is here.
Destiny.
With both flowers and a Santa hat on her head.
And her ruffly socks.
And ruffly socks. Look at those. Very sexy
socks. These are little orphan Annie socks.
Oh, wow. We'll have to see those with the hula hoop.
My
later.
Mom likes those.
Okay, and Nori is somewhere, I saw. He's got a Santa
he's
hat.
Running around.
He's all departments.
Just ignore him.
Okay, so who's got a light?
You're such a bitch.
I need a light.
Oh, here.
Yes, right. Okay, so believe now some people know the prayer, Johnny.
Fuck.
You're another one of those.
That's
you're not supposed to tell anybody that I'm a Jew.
Jewish porn stars, very popular, you know, Nina Hartley, Ron Jeremy, Joanna Angel. It's
really?
It's a fine heritage to be a Jewish porn star.
I'm in denial.
I don't think they're really Jewish, though, if they're porn stars, right?
Well, it's like the Christian ones aren't really Christian, but
yeah,
they are.
Exactly. No, they are.
Well, okay, we'll debate that after the candles, child.
Now, should we explain what candle raising is and
I think
everything?
No.
I think
well,
do you, nobody else is a Jew. They don't know what this is about.
Well,
wait, this is
we want to get them lit though, because they
we need
take
to
a while. Right,
oh my
we
God.
Have a race and it needs to end during the show.
Okay, okay.
So I think we should explain as we're lighting. Well, after we light them, but first, you know, we're going to do the prayer.
I have to go.
Oh, right, that's right, right. She doesn't approve of prayer. So we allow, this is not a cult. And, okay, here she goes. She's going to leave because it's, you know, it offends her Nazi heritage to hear a Jewish prayer.
Arrogant
so we
cunt.
Respect that.
Yes, she'd rather not see
oh,
it.
Yeah,
right,
thank
I understand, you. I understand. You know, burning that. Bodies is one thing, but burning candles is very
right,
offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
horrendous.
Absolutely. How about burning crosses on a lawn? You know, that's also... I don't know. Anyway, people can be offended by different things, and we respect all offenses.
We are equal opportunity.
Here
offenders.
Comes Ivy. Ivy, come on in.
Hey.
Look at her tits. Holy
ooh,
shit.
Wow, she's got a great
so
look.
To
this
to
is
I know what I'm doing.
Tits for Jesus tonight.
I
yeah.
have to go to sleep with those.
Whoa. Oh, dick.
Yeah, this is a nice red and black corset. Hi, Ivy.
Hi.
This is Miss Ivy Thornton with her red flower. And her tits.
I can't wait to touch them with
right.
my mouth.
Well, you know, there's the whole Agua shot thing that's going to happen. But first, the candles.
The
okay.
Candles.
So
beautiful.
Sing along, and there's an amen and an a woman moment. So
I'll try.
Okay, here we go. So Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Asher Kidshanu Mitzvotam Vitzivanu V'Hadlikner Shell Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
And because it's a very special occasion, it being Hanukkah and Christmas Eve, we're going to do another prayer. And also because I haven't finished the candles here and they're taking a while.
What the fuck?
I know, huh? This is how you
Nori,
know.
Nori, are you watching the
okay,
candles?
Okay, yeah, he's watching. Okay. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehechianu V'kiyamanu, v'higiyanu, v'azman ha-zeh. Amen. Women.
Several women.
We only believe in women here, apparently.
I love this Santa outfit and the...
I believe strongly, actually.
...handles. Okay, so... Now we have the races. We're off to the races! And
we have to pick our candles.
This is a tradition in my family. I thought it was a tradition in every Hanukkah celebrating family, but I found out that we were weird in more ways than one. But in this way, we you know, everybody lights the candles, of course, the menorah for Hanukkah. But we would... compete by placing bets of our Hanukkah gelt on which candle would last the longest. That's right. It's not about who finishes first in Hanukkah or sex. It's about who lasts the longest. So, this one, you know, sometimes they all start out even. These that were lighting really weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're made in the factory and unevenly. So now, and they've been making them the same way since I was a kid. So now everybody is going to get some gelt here. We're going to give you, let's see, well, Helen, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this bitch.
Listen to that. Mm-hmm.
She fucking, she's ready because she dominated all
she
week.
Was the winner of let's see, so you start out with two, and you would get two more, and two more. She was the winner twice.
Twice in a row.
I'm the reigning champion.
She is the reigning champion. And everyone gets to a bar of gold as well here.
Thank you.
Because it's Christmas, you get a green thing and a red thing.
You're so generous.
Well, I mean, I'm going to put the bowl in the center anyway. So let's see. So lots of candy here. Okay, and here we go. And okay, so take two coins and
only
a green
two.
Thing. Well, you know, until it moves around, yeah. And it's a Christmas thing, and then a Christmas thing here. Okay, and then Justine, you have to take your two coins. Okay.
Can I trade candy with people?
I was about to say, does anyone have
a
Hershey's?
Are we allowed to barter?
You know, I suppose you could trade. You could trade, but the idea is to win. Okay, you're also gonna. You're part of the family here, even though
Thank
you're
you.
Just the photographer.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody gets another coin. Okay, here we go. Did you get coins?
Nope.
You get three coins.
No, I do.
Okay. How many did you get? Here, get another coin. There.
Stop throwing money
okay.
around.
Yeah, money. It's all about the money. They always say that about.
Did
you get your
Nori.
Three?
Are you here. Ready?
Here, okay.
Have you examined them yet?
I mean, here's the point, is you're supposed to put them in the center. You bet your gelt on the candles as you choose your candles. So since you're the reigning champion, and you chose the winning candle twice in a row, the last two nights, you get to choose the first candle.
I'll take the orange one in the middle. At the
Ooh,
top.
I was going to.
Oh, listen to the emotion already in the room.
Okay, everybody just have to deal with it.
The orange one?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, whatever, fuck
we
that
can
one.
Bet on the same one.
No.
No, you can't.
We're
now
teams.
Johnny has been close.
We
oh, so
Both
close.
Both times.
Twice.
Because
she's been really close. And
I can hear the bitterness in her voice.
I'm just angry.
Now,
did you
have
up.
Candle races when you were growing up?
No, we didn't have menorah. We had like a half-broken electric menorah. We would forget to turn the bulbs.
Aw, poor child.
Whatever. We had Christmas, though, so that was dope. Okay, I have to... Usually I'm on Team Death Squeal, but Nori is abandoning me once again, so I'm going to pick the blue candle. I'm just going to say it, the blue one.
The blue one.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it certainly is blue. Okay. It's a good choice. It's on the end, and air currents, you know, it's not being affected by the candles on either side. Okay, so now, Bear.
Yes.
No talking during the show when you're on the show.
Yes,
on,
ma'am.
Dave.
Unless you're talking on the microphone. You have to share with us. What were you two giggling about?
I was
putting things in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, putting things in your mouth.
It's a really good.
That's
Christmas
when the Christmas presents
me.
Come out. Okay. Okay. You want to bet on a candle?
I'm going to put everything on this blue one on the end here.
Okay. Right. On
That's
the blue
mine.
One.
We're not on the same team, motherfucker.
Whoa.
I'm allowed to bet. All right.
How does this work?
Well, you know, I don't know if there's actually how many candles, how many people mathematically. Maybe some people could double up.
So we have to split the earnings?
Split the winnings, yeah.
You would have
that.
To split the
no,
earnings.
Sorry.
So you could claim your candle.
But
you
didn't, so...
I did, what? I did claim
now
it.
Now let's not, you know, this is like a family night right away.
Hey.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. Bear? Here, you're going to get some coins,
Take
too.
Take a candle that's not Sabrina's.
And get a hat.
All right, I picked the white candle.
I'm the bratty little one, so you got to deal with it.
Yeah?
I'm the youngest one, so I get to be a brat.
I'm going
to
get you.
You can do whatever. Just don't take my fucking candle.
Dr. Susie, I put mine on the white
Sabrina,
one.
Sabrina,
the
white one.
Language. Okay, here.
It's a family event.
Fuck off.
Here you go. Oh, and you get a camera, too, somewhere. Oh, maybe. Okay, so you've chosen the white, is that right?
That's correct.
How
always.
Pure. Ivy?
I'll go with the... did somebody pick the orange one already?
Yes.
The Asian.
Oh, that's kind of typical.
There's actually more than one Asian here.
I'll take the pink one.
Okay.
I like pink things.
Pink is a good choice. It's on the end. That's true.
Actually.
It was lit first.
All right.
Though.
Meritik?
I think I'm on Helen's team. I'm going to vote on orange.
I don't want to split my winnings with anyone.
Oh, you can have my winnings.
What a dick! Why aren't you on my team? I want all the earnings.
I tried to do that. That didn't work.
You didn't want him.
Yeah, but I want all the earnings, not half the earnings.
Okay. All right. What candles are left now?
Yellow and red.
Okay. Who wants red and who wants yellow? I'm going to just ask that.
Did Nori
right
pick?
Nori?
I'll go with the yellow candle.
Nori's yellow. Okay. Red. Who wants red?
I guess Justine.
Poor Justine.
She doesn't care.
She was ratted on by her sister. And now she has to get the runt candle. It might end up winning, though. That's the funny thing about Hanukkah. Okay. So so now you can double up on candles. Okay. Did you want to double up on a candle? You want to choose?
Dog orange.
You're going with the...
You're going to double up on me?
Oh, but she doesn't want you to. Oh, you can't do it unless the person allows you to.
But she said you just want...
You know what? I feel charitable, so okay. Why not?
I'm going to get in the family spirit. No one can double up with me. No,
okay.
It's my candle.
Okay.
It's incest.
And Tasia, did you? And I mean, are you boycotting the candle race?
She's a Nazi.
I'm just asking if she wanted to bet her. you could get coins. These are not Jewish coins. Actually, these are American quarters.
I already broke this.
You already broke your thing. We're going to get into that later. Do you want to vote on a candle? No candles. No, she doesn't believe in candles, okay?
No, I just don't believe in gambling.
All right.
Gambling on. Lisa, what candle? Blue.
Hala, with a CH.
Okay, so you're willing to share.
Lisa's my girl. She can have it.
I see how it goes. I just want
to piss you off so you hit me harder.
I see.
This
will work for you.
The Speakeasy Family brothers and sisters.
You will. You'll get the double.
Yay.
No one likes the double.
Everyone is arguing so sweetly. So we're celebrating Christmas Eve, and it's also the fifth night of Hanukkah here. Did you vote on a candle? Did you want to double up on a candle? You want to bet? Okay. Here you go.
I didn't
get
any
money. You have to
all
bet
I got
your
was
can,
some
your
salami.
Money
we're
down there.
I don't want
to
put
You didn't
them
bet
all
anything,
in.
And you have all those winnings. You have to put
oh,
some
okay.
in the middle.
You know what? I'll bet
this shitty-ass Reese's cup.
Here. I'll bet these guys.
Wait, did you... Don't take my two.
No.
This is a quarter.
You know what? I want one. No,
did somebody eat your quarter?
Jason took it.
Who is he?
All
right. I put in two quarters and a shitty Reese's.
All right. This... is a good-looking menorah with money all around it. You see, this is what gets the Jews
in
trouble.
Helen.
Right, but we at least have some Christmas stuff. We should have...
What?
Speaking of Jews, I want to say holla to Shlomo and Daniel. I love you.
Holla, Shlomo and Daniel.
Who's that?
My little brother goes...
Her little brother.
My little brother said, what's a Shlomo?
Yeah. Sounds like when...
So what is
slow
it?
Motion... In Jewish. Okay, I think we'll put a couple more Christmassy things here. So, reindeer. Wait, I don't think it's Aguashot's time yet.
Is She's it? Preparing.
It's,
she knows
it's
we're
Christmas
ready.
It's Christmas Eve. It's always.
No, we have to discuss the manger. We have a nativity scene here, brothers and sisters. Look at this. I would like everyone to sit in awe of our lovely Christmas nativity scene
are
with Divine Intervention's dildos, as well as a
bonobo.
Well, he's kind of a common chimp. He's got big ears. But he is, yeah, you'll have to wind him up, though.
It does.
The candles are right in the middle of, can't see the manger.
We'll have to move the manger, okay? Because the candles—it's kind of tough to.
But put
yeah,
it over
if
here.
You move the candles, it counts as cheating because you're giving fire more oxygen.
Okay, that way.
Well.
That way. Now it's right in the middle of. The candles are still in the way.
Well.
Go to the corner.
Here we go.
Okay,
there is the manger. Our manger.
That's really offensive.
This is offensive.
There's a Buddha, there's a Batista. First of all,
in the center of everything, we should say, is the baby Jesus butt plug.
Woo!
Yeah, I think you need a mic. You want to get the microphone? If you're going to make reindeer sounds.
Thatcher.
Okay, here we go. Phone's ringing.
Doug Thatcher.
That's the Pope.
What's the pink bitch's name?
Okay. Baby Jesus.
This actually, the pink
woman.
Thank you, ladies. This is Mary. This is Mary. This is the. In fact, she's sort of. She should be next to Jesus, I think.
What is Mary doing in the trunk?
Yeah.
Why does Mary have such big balls there?
That's her ass.
Oh.
This is it doubles. You know, it's balls when it plays. A cock and balls, you see. And then when it's Mary, she's got one of those big, you know, kind of...
Black girl booties.
Yeah, right.
Junk in the trunk.
After all, no kidding. She's a, you know, a big, proud African woman. But she's pink here. So she's going to sit next to Jesus because actually this is death.
Yeah,
okay?
That's shit.
So it's a little scary, but death is always with us and was always with Jesus, right? So there he is, ready to take Jesus at the age of 33. Although, I guess he comes back, but that's another holiday.
This is a
zombie Jesus holiday. Okay, so this is a lovely speculum.
From Antiseptic Fashions.
Antiseptic Fashions.
Marlo Marquise is
made
so beautiful.
By Stockroom.
A doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Stockroom. And
Dr. Stockroom.
And I don't know what this is really doing here, actually.
It was on Mary's head, I think.
I really, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't
belong there. There's certain things just don't go.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Right, okay. So now, this is Paul McCartney, who's still alive.
He is.
Yeah.
He's got a big head.
He does. He's losing a little hair up here. A little chemo.
Why is Paul McCartney in there?
Because he's like this.
Well...
No, I mean, why is he in the manger?
Because, don't you remember when John Lennon said that they were more the Beatles were more popular than Jesus?
And walruses.
Right.
And so, Paul is there to bear witness. And speaking of bears...
Oh, he's so cute!
Oh, there you go.
We have a bear here in this room.
I was there.
Represent bear, right.
I was there.
Because you got a little weenie like that?
Oh, yeah.
A little tiny one. Look at that.
Little tiny one. That's
That spits cotton?
It does. He has a glow stick in the back, if you look.
it's like a reef.
Actually, this was given to me by a client who shall remain anonymous to protect his perversions.
Robert McQueen is on from Kansas.
Robert McQueen, I suppose.
And of course, he's alone.
It would be charitable to talk to him. And we must be charitable.
I thought it was Doug.
Mm. Okay. Thank you. Okay, you're definitely doing the reindeer walk there.
And this is Batista.
Okay, Robert is on.
Robert.
Hi, how you doing, Doctor?
I'm doing very well, Robert. Merry Christmas Eve to you.
Merry Christmas Eve to you.
And happy Hanukkah.
I have a question for you, Doctor.
Wait a minute. Is this an appropriate question for Christmas Eve, or is this something...
This is a family show tonight.
It's a family show.
Oh.
Remember that, Robert.
Might be a perverted family, but nevertheless...
Oh. You mean I can't ask you about you being a pitcher of Playboy?
Me being a pitcher for Playboy?
Do you want a
softball team?
Lesbian.
Wow, maybe I should sign up.
Will you ever do a nude... Photo shoot for Playboy.
Well, yes, I'd have to ask my manager if that's in my contract.
Because Playboy.
If you shoot for Playboy, and if you agree with it, was you going to post nude or semi nude?
Robert, why aren't you with your family tonight?
Because I don't have none.
Oh, you have a sister, Robert.
Where's your sister?
My sister is in Kansas babysitting a lady that that broke her hip.
Doing what?
Babysitting a lady that broke her hip.
Oh, okay. I see.
And my parents are dead.
I
don't have a girlfriend.
I see.
You don't have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Oh, Robin. Aww. I'll be your girlfriend.
Johnny will be your girlfriend tonight.
For a few minutes.
She's a porn star.
That's all it'll take you is a few minutes.
Oh, exactly. Hi, Johnny. How you doing tonight?
I'm great.
So you forgot all about me and Playboy.
Wow, you already forgot. Oh, I thought you were forgot about me.
All right.
Yeah.
So
well,
go ahead,
and
be his girlfriend.
Doctor, did you plan on...
I thought you were going to do girlfriend talk with Johnny now.
Oh.
You already dumped me? Wow, that was quick.
How long have you been a porn star?
I just did my first porn. It came out about a month ago. You can.
She's a virgin porn star.
Yeah, I'm a little baby porn star.
Oh.
Starlet is probably a better word.
I see.
Yeah, you should watch it. Jerk off to it, please.
I have a question for you, Robert. This is Max. What'd you send me for Christmas?
I didn't send you nothing.
You didn't send me anything.
No, I didn't send you nothing.
Is that any way to treat your father?
I to Bob, not you.
Well, you didn't send me anything either.
Oh, cut this guy.
No.
Off.
I don't know your address, Doctor.
Oh, 8306 Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills, 90211, Suite 1047.
And I didn't get anything either, and I always write down his calls.
Okay, you should send a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you gotta send a bunch of stuff. Because, you know, we take care of you, we put up with you. You know, we're trying to help you. Right? What do you guys want from Robert?
Robert, I'd like a Cadillac, please.
Actually, that's great. Then that can carry everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you send a Cadillac, we can all get in. It's fine.
Cadillac limo, Robert.
Yeah, stretch.
Please, definitely limo.
Is that okay?
Like in black with silver trim.
Don't you feel like you're with your family now, Robert?
Yes, I feel a family. Yeah, I feel like the family now.
Okay. Good.
All right, well, Robert, you have a very nice Christmas. Did Santa come to your house yet?
No.
No?
No.
Well, what time is it?
Santa hasn't come to the house yet.
One of these Christmases.
I never heard an answer from Dr. Block yet.
One of these Christmases, Santa just might bring you a copy of Playboy with Dr. Susie in it.
And myself.
I saw you in that issue, actually.
How about that? Huh?
It was, you know, it keeps me up.
And
at night.
By the way, bring Johnny in there too, because I like to see her naked too.
All right, we're gonna have a family picture in Playboy now with Santa hats.
All the family photo.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna do it. I think they're gonna go for it. You never know.
They gotta do it for it.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
good.
They keep courting us about various things, so maybe that'll be it.
Alrighty.
All right, darling. We got to get back
Robert.
To ourselves.
You have a nice holiday.
But,
say
Robert.
Hi to your sister for us.
You have a merry Xmas, you know.
How are you going to send that car? Are you going to have a driver bring it over? Or?
You know, I'll come out there and I'll go pick it up.
You'll go pick it up? Okay.
Well,
I don't know if you should do that. That could be a wild goose chase. It's Kansas.
What? What'd you say, Robert?
I said, are you going to bring me one? I can give you the address.
I mean, do you have to bring it? Can you have to send somebody else?
Aww. No, I want to see my
Playboy,
Max.
I'm just teasing you, Robert. I'm just teasing you, okay?
Okay.
Robert, we can't wait to see you.
You have a really nice Christmas. Do you have a chimney?
No, I live in an apartment.
Oh, well, that's why Santa didn't come.
No, he'll come to
I live
your
in
events,
an apartment.
Like toxic gas.
He doesn't go to apartments.
Hey,
Robert.
He only goes to the 1%.
What are you going
to
do tomorrow, Robert?
The chimneys.
Robert, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, I'm thinking about you and Johnny and a Playboy nude and bringing me the Playboy that you promised.
You're not going to dream about me fucking you? Just the Playboy?
That'll cost
That's
you.
Easy.
Hey, Robert, I hope that your heat is out in your house so that you can use up all the coal you're going to get tonight.
So you can't have a boyfriend like that?
We're so naughty and nice tonight with poor Robert. See, that's what you get,
Robert. We're just playing with you, Robert.
We are.
I'm hilarious.
Part of the family.
We love Robert.
Yeah, and since you're our only listener, you know, we're talking to you.
It's our insult plan.
All right, well, you have a wonderful holiday, all right?
I be talking to you private again on November on New Year's Day?
Is that right? You're going to be talking to me? No, I'm going to be asleep on New Year's Day, recovering from our big New Year's Eve party.
Party.
So there's going to be no show on New Year's Eve, right?
Oh, there is a show on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we're going to have a big party.
Big party. I don't know if we'll be able to hear you. It's going to be too loud.
Yeah, it's going to be too loud. Don't call.
No.
No,
no,
not on New Year's
Eve.
There was all the firecrackers going off and stuff and the sparklers.
Girls
and
screaming
orgasms. Yeah.
You know,
people
countdowns,
hanging from the poles.
Champagne popping.
Yeah. It's going to be noisy. Too noisy.
Too noisy. Tonight's a quiet night. Okay.
All right. You take care of yourself, Robert.
And
have a happy new year. And we'll talk to you very soon. And
we'll see you in your dreams.
We'll see you. All right. You take care, Robert. Thank you for calling.
No problem. And don't forget what you promised, Dr. Bob.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Robert.
Don't you worry. And don't you forget about the Cadillac either.
Bye. Yeah.
Everybody's trying to hold it.
Remember, I hope he remembers black tinted windows with silver trim on there.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
Robert.
So where were we now?
Robert has been calling for years.
Is it time
given out the phone number, which is 1-866-289-7067.
Say it slowly and
if
Skype.
If you're home alone on Christmas Eve, that's 1-866-289-7068. And what is my Skype number?
I don't know. Nobody knows
Somebody
our Skype number.
Somebody should write it down for me. And yes, it's Agua time.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
See, we're talking
it's the
about
holidays. We got green
it's
booze.
The holidays, and I think we all have to get ready for the emotion of the candles
and
dying down.
Talking
and
about
also, I think there's going to be Christmas presents, but I think we should have some agua first, so everyone is sure to enjoy their Christmas presents, which are coming to us from AdultPlayParlor.com. There are Santa this Christmas Eve.
Oh, thank you.
We can't
thank
hear
you.
You have to talk on the microphone when you squeal.
We love you in that way.
In that way. Okay, here we go. Agua shots all around. And this is imperative. This is like the Kool-Aid in our cult, really.
Yes.
Right?
Because the final days are coming. The final days are coming. They're upon us.
We have to do a Christmas.
We only have a few more days. And then,
this
we will
is
have some more days.
Prescription drug.
It can be yours if the price is right.
Okay, so now, are we familiar with the process? Now, I know I have a bunch of prudes that work for me on the staff here.
Ain't nobody looking nothing
off
of me.
I want tips. And that is,
Max, you took my Christmas wish away.
So I guess we have to allow for risks, but where tits can happen.
Titties.
Dr. Susie, I'd like to volunteer my tits for this operation. Let me just.
This guy was born defective, dude.
I was born perverted, is what it was.
Yeah.
Look, his right tit, it goes away.
He was stabbed.
Wow.
Oh, burn.
Stabbed. Born defective.
By Jesus?
No. Jesus fucked me one day with this.
Your mother
this is
my
scar from.
He's going to heaven.
Was that the baby Jesus butt plug?
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is the agua shot time. And
oh, okay.
Okay.
What do you want? I know I'm not going to get her tits, so whatever.
You can lick my back.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, your back is open. Give
back's
me that.
That's good.
Oh, there you go.
Where's the salt? Where's the salt?
Okay. Salt. We now have porn star Johnny Lynch, who moonlights for us occasionally. And she is now going to lick the back of her manager. This is like the Feast of Fools Day, which is another Christmas tradition where the the staff licks the back of the manager and the manager giggles like a baby. Right, okay. Here we go. Okay. And down the hatch. Very good. All right, and now the manager.
Okay. What do you want?
What do you want?
Let's see. The most kosher part of your body.
The most kosher?
I don't think there's any kosher parts of her body.
No.
It's not like she has a circumcised
pretty tainted
dick.
Okay, well, whichever part of your body you like for my mouth to be on.
Uh-oh. I don't know if you should
really
open it up like that.
Is this real life?
Okay.
I have a really good idea.
She said it. She did say that.
You should let her take a shot off this button.
Well, when was the last time we took a shower?
Everyone's all excited.
After my shift.
Helen gets us really excited. Let me just break it on down again.
Okay. Because this is a confession show.
Because I wasn't done praising Helen when we started the show and they moved on to Sabrina. I was like, hell no, that's wrong. Helen figured out that they weren't supposed to go to court a month ago.
Saved them.
She knows how to read.
Yep. Knows how to, the difference between, you know, November and December.
Saved them from a day in court.
Woo!
Okay.
And
I
also has
that.
Been the winner of the candle races. For the
that doesn't matter. What matters?
No, candle racing is for real.
She rigs it.
No.
Helen rigs it.
Oh, don't breathe on it.
Us white people don't do that.
Don't breathe on it.
Nope.
It's not breathe normal. On the candle.
Are you done with the praising? Or?
No, I'm not, okay. Because I'm just getting
can
started.
Can she lick me?
Okay,
please?
Here's the thing about Helen.
She wants her drink.
Is that she's... Go ahead. You want it off me?
I don't know.
It's is that she seems so prude and so... Like,
not,
I'm,
no, I don't
I'm
know
so
Helen's
perfect,
seeming prude.
And she's just like totally false advertising because she says some of the dirtiest shit. Oh my god, she like she gets me all riled up. I want to do like a snail trail down her thigh, but I'm not into Asians, so
I'm not into Nazis either.
I thought you guys were George. Oh no, that was the Japanese.
That's weird.
Can
we all
stay in China? Right.
Mm-hmm. But and then you play piano for me, and she lets me sing my Disney songs and my Phantom of the Opera, and she lets me do my beautiful ballet modern dances. Aren't they?
Are you still talking?
I'm almost done because I really want to.
I'm really cute. Yeah, you all should see me at the piano dancing room. Okay, and she's pretty good.
Shots. Yeah, shots. That sounds like a good idea.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell
you
her.
You could dance around for later. You're going to dance around. Actually, that's a good
well,
thing to
everyone
do.
Well, everyone has their shots. Why can't I
but
talk about
haven't,
the shots?
We should announce what they're doing.
I want to tell the joke
now.
Remember the joke?
Two peanuts. We're walking.
Okay, hold on. Tell the joke. What's the difference between a lady on a tightrope and a woman spread eagle? One's a cunning display of a stunt. The other's a stunning display of a cunt. Thank you, okay, Helen. Thank
what
you.
What did one tampon say to the other tampon?
I'm over it.
Bye.
Okay. So where are we licking? Butthole? What?
What?
Yes.
I heard butthole.
Butt.
That's what I said.
No ifs, ands, or butt. What part? What I'm at? You choose.
You have to do
no
you
articles.
Do not want me to choose.
I will lick your nose.
Okay.
Nose!
That
sounds
so
like
weird.
One of our clients.
Will someone do my feet, please?
Is there a foundation?
I'm wearing makeup.
Okay,
yes.
You know what? I'll take the foundation as is.
Okay.
There is salvation.
Salvation.
It's coming soon. But you gotta lick some spots to get salvation.
Okay, here we go. Helen is now. Did
no,
she do it already?
First.
You're supposed to lick the nose. You're supposed to lick the salt.
Lick the salt off.
Okay, licked it right off of her nose.
I'm getting a little turned on.
That was adorable. Oh, it's all over my nose.
Okay, it's all over the top of her nose.
Now
Jesus,
you see Frosty the Snowman.
It went up my nose.
Yeah, it is.
It's definitely not cocaine.
Well, okay, I'm glad that we established that because a lot of people have accused us. So
oh my god.
That's all they do.
I think she missed a little.
Yeah, there's a spot of salt all over the.
Okay, here's another good Helen joke. All right. So, we were looking for Batista, and she's like, is he coming riding a horse? Because there was all these horses, like a gay parade. I don't know what it was, but there's a bunch of Mexicans on horses riding down Alameda.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of them, remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, horse? What do you mean a horse? A horse? Like a horse? She's like, not like your mom's friends. Like a horse.
Okay.
I will love that.
Now, speaking of Batista, what's he doing in the nativity
scene? Oh, Batista, he's brought the king a crown.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
It's a little beret. Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is very, very
Batista
cute.
Just got 100,000 Twitter followers.
Wow.
And he announced his universal contract for, I know what it's called, Scorpion King?
Okay, anyways, he's doing Man in the Iron Fist. Everyone see it, and everyone love Batista, and don't burp at him.
Whoa, there's some tits happening here. Wait a second.
What the fuck?
Hold on.
Batista Club.
Let's get some shots here. I can't believe we're talking about Batista.
Sorry,
right
I got
now.
Bored.
Okay. No. Let's shoot the tits here.
Dr. Susie, I saw tits and I just.
No, this is good. This is good. Yeah, right. Here we go. Ivy is now lending her boobs to the agua licking ritual of Christmas Eve. Oh, yes. Very good.
Gotta get lots of salt on
there. Lots
that.
Of
that
salt.
That way you can lick more of the boob. Mm.
Ivy likes Tank Girl.
Okay.
She has a Tank Girl cigarette.
And now Bear is opening those lips wide and sucking up
which
that
lips?
Salt. Which lips? He's not a. He doesn't. He only has one set. Okay.
That's a tasty shot.
That is.
Aruga.
Yeah.
Mm. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
I think you missed a little.
Mm. Yeah, you can't leave any salt or else she'll get a rash.
Right. He's very thorough. Scabies. He's really licking it up. But your flowers fell out of your hair. That's not
they
good.
They did.
Aww. It's Christmas.
It's a running of flowers.
This is the time you're supposed to look silly in some sort of
where's your fucking vest?
Setup.
Put that fucking vest on and act all smug. Go.
Oh, look. Now he's got the flowers on his nipples for those of you.
They're holiday nipple
that's
prints.
Actually better. That's okay. Way better. I don't have to look at those tarted nipples.
Picture of this. The
birth actually. Defects.
Mm. There we go.
His mom drank agua.
Now, this could start a fashion here.
Yeah, I could.
Flowers on
I think
nipples.
It just did. And I'm going to have the bows on my nipples later. The big bows.
You have to give him credit for that.
Hey, you know what? You got some style, man.
Okay.
We have the same hairdo.
So let's see. So I have to have my shot in the middle of the show, because usually I don't. Okay.
Max?
So, Max?
Do you want a shot? Shot.
A what?
Shot.
A shot? I haven't had enough shots this
Everybody.
Year.
No? Okay, yeah. You want us to be lesbians?
Should we be lesbians?
We can be lesbians, yes.
Get you all hot and bothered.
I like lesbians.
I don't. Have we ever done this before?
By the way, I want to apologize for our staff.
Okay. And for, the host now.
Yeah.
I'm about to lose it, right? Okay, here we go.
Family show, Dr. Susie.
That's right. It's a family show. And, at these family get-togethers, doesn't Aunt Susie always get schnockered?
I called my mom in a story and told her to listen. I wonder if she is.
Yeah, and get to children.
Okay. Red, one in the green?
Pull the children away from the radio.
Red, one in the green?
All right, now, where are we putting the salt?
Put butt,
on your nipples?
No, put some butt plugs in the ears of the children.
Your nipples are all showing and everything.
Just don't fuck them.
Children can't hear this.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
No, they
just
can't.
Just leave them out there. There you go. Now,
go to
salt.
Your room, you little fucking pervert.
Where's the salt?
That's a bad word.
That's a good one.
Okay, here we go. This is the reindeer's nipples. Did you know reindeers have very sensitive nipples? Watch this.
I must be a reindeer.
And they respond to salt.
I see a lot more
watch
than that
this.
Nose getting red.
Should be on the Animal Channel.
This is not a real reindeer, okay? If you're listening, it's not a real reindeer.
No real reindeers were harmed.
For those interested in bestiality, I'm sorry.
Right.
Here. Okay. Now, should I try
get your microphone. It's fucked up.
What?
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yay!
Okay.
That
could be
Jesus's.
Get your microphone up,
microphone
please.
Up.
Pants down.
Pants down?
They already are down.
They're pretty down. Now, this is my little outfit I got from Adult Play Parlor.
This is what they call one size fits all. It does not fit us.
Well, the thing is, the stockings pull it down, but,
Okay, so
that's how it is.
Bend over.
I think that's the idea.
See,
there.
This is the whole bend over thing. Okay, maybe like this. Okay.
Okay, right now somebody is licking salt off of.
No, I was just licking.
Oh, just licking.
Just licking.
Just licking.
Lick the spot and then salt it.
Preparing the spot, salting the spot, right. Get away from the radio, kid.
It's a moving target. reindeer tongue. Nice. Mmm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Rudolph,
you are now commandeered for doing such a good job to lead the sleigh tonight.
Commandeered. I still need to take my shot.
Well,
that's right.
Get
that's
the
right.
sleigh ready, Rudolph. Okay.
What body part do I get?
You're allowed to have cock, body
cock,
you
cock,
oh my god,
cock,
yeah, cock,
yeah, cock,
cock,
cock, cock, cock. Woo!
Oh,
yay!
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Here we go. Dick, 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 get that shot.
I think this is the first time I see
wow.
bonus dick.
Oh my god,
this
I can't wait to see
this
it.
This is great, especially looking at it through the Hanukkah candles. I like it.
What is going on here?
Just cock sucking, actually. At the family dinner, darling. Cock sucking on Christmas Eve.
I really want to apologize,
folks. I think
folks.
We have
Do
to tweet about
chub?
This.
That's
is
a
that
family?
A chub? That's,
That's how families
is
are
Is that
made?
A half heart?
Bear.
Or is that just limp?
That's
I gotta know.
Is he a shower or a grower?
That was as big as it gets. Oh.
Oh, no, it gets a lot bigger.
No, that was Christmas. That was in deference to Jesus. Right.
You know, blowjobs for Jesus.
All right, so who has not had their shot?
I think we...
Justine.
Justine's been...
Justine.
...drinking Bloody Marys all night.
And Todd.
And Todd and Laritique. Okay, you guys organize that.
What?
Yeah. Who's...
Happening?
I mean...
I'm tweeting.
What's going on over here, children?
Are there more shots happening? I have
yes.
to drive.
I haven't had my second yet.
No, she's driving.
I can drive later.
Because she's going to get
were
on
you
there.
Driving the sleigh?
No, I have to go catch a plane, remember?
She's going to Philly.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's more
you're
fun
not having
you're
another
on
shot. We haven't had, everybody hasn't had their shots.
Oh, are you asking for body parts? What's happening?
It's more fun when you drive
good
drunk,
evening.
Guys.
Yeah, everybody else has to drink. You know that, right?
Okay, so Justine, who's... Who, do you?
Do it off a voodoo girl.
Why'd you put your shirt on?
You have to come here, though. I'm not moving.
You know.
Can you take that off? Please?
Here she comes.
That I can do.
Oh.
Why does it keep taking on off
I don't,
the shirt?
You know, I try to put it back on and get this. I try to keep it on and it just doesn't work.
Okay, here's Justine in her Santa hat and her flower. And she's taking... Johnny's arm.
The licked and the lickers.
Actually, the wrist. And licking up that wrist. Okay, and now here we go. Okay.
Oh, where's the shot? She needs a shot.
Where's the shot?
Tasia.
Reindeer, where's the shot? And where? I think Santa's in the elevator shaft.
Here's the shot.
Lick it and then drink it.
Lick it and stick it.
Ooh,
this is liquors.
Anonymous.
Liquor.
Okay, liquor's licking liquor.
Ew, there's like a trail of slobber and salt.
Okay, so
that,
now
bitch.
We know Justine is a slobberer.
All right, Justine. I really
okay.
like
All right, should we make Nori do a shot?
Yes.
Yes, we
yeah.
are.
Nori, of course.
Team Desk will do
Once
a shot.
Again,
Nori should do a squat off of Bear's dick.
That's
and Helen is the manager, so
she makes the rules.
I want to apologize for Justine if she got your keyboard wet.
Nori, you're
okay,
going to
Nori.
Shot off my cock right here?
Did Helen Please do it off his dick.
A shot off your cock.
I would.
Yes. No, I'm not asking for that.
What?
I'm not game for it.
Why not?
No, I'll trade you. I'll trade you.
What is he trading?
No.
Thank you.
What are you trading, cocks now?
Mm-hmm. They're going to lick each other's dicks.
Oh.
Do it for God.
Ah.
Whoa.
Crazy. Talk on the microphone.
Tasia's throwing things at me.
Can you hear me?
Then who's,
no,
who do you want to do a
who
shot off of?
What? Oh, this is like sort of like, you know.
Helen did one off my
microphone. Look, I'm the only one that took a shot off of titties.
This is like
mistletoe.
Actually, I am ready
I
for my shot.
Okay, Sabrina's doing
a shot. I want to do a shot off of
your ball gag.
I have to take off my whole... Like, I can't just take it out.
Well,
so
then, keep us
this is a logistics nightmare.
What
can you help me?
I will help you.
Oh, you're taking your tits
I
out.
I can't do this. So
well,
like
it's your fault for wearing that.
Why
no,
did you wear something that's not tit-friendly?
That way. She does it from the bottom up.
Bottom up, I see. Okay, so she's lifting up her dress and now pulling her boob out
Where's
of her... out of her bra. There it is. There's the boob. And Helen is looking very, very carefully at this.
Very carefully.
I don't want to do the other part.
Why'd you make such a big deal when I felt you up today at the desk?
I didn't know you were trying to do... I was like, wait, is she massaging my
wait,
head?
Wait,
it's Christmas!
And not being a part-time bartender is pouring his own agua shot.
Wait, do you want a dual Asian boob shot?
Because my ball gag is broken.
Oh my god!
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, dual Asian boob shot. Okay, come around here, Laratique.
This is a big deal.
Hold it. What's going on?
I don't think anyone on Asian.
I need a shot of something, actually.
A shot of something. Okay, where is the agua? Where's the agua? Agua, please. Agua.
Okay.
Here.
Ow.
Did you sit on the Jesus butt plug right there?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You got to plug in there. Right.
I think that half a shot was too much.
Okay. Here we go.
Hi, Troy.
We got Johnny Lynch, a.k.a. Fatty Fatal, is providing her tits for her coworkers.
This is not
required of the job, by the way.
This is a real boob job right here.
All right. Okay, here we go.
One, two, three.
To the two Asians, this is the Asian Pacific breast suck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is a Christmas shot. Okay, here.
All right. That's Santa's wife.
Yeah. All right. Have you converted to Christianity now?
What's it like?
What?
How was it?
Nori.
No.
Okay.
Who's the better titty sucker?
Nori. I am sorry. I would normally say Helen just to be like, yay, ladies.
Hey,
but
hey, Nori, high five.
Really? Really?
Okay,
he was like all up on it.
What?
Like for real, for real.
Well, he's probably
Helen wasn't
serious.
For real, for real.
Dr. Susan.
Nori's a ladies' man. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so now we have the gifts come in.
Okay. The reindeer. Let's see the reindeer. Reindeer is bringing in a sleigh full of gifts for all the people that stayed on Christmas Eve at the speakeasy. And all the other people don't get their gifts.
Mother
Tony, Mom.
Nordoff.
You don't get gifts.
And
I'm sorry.
And they don't get the bonus checks.
Then they can use their bonus checks?
Who said that?
I actually.
Somebody had said
there's
it.
An extra gift.
There's no hiding.
About. What is this?
Okay.
A bomb. It's anthrax.
It's a bomb. What is this?
It's an anthrax bomb.
Justine
Her real name is Habibi.
Oh, wow.
Justine.
Oh, look at this.
Ooh, that's...
Very nice.
That's
like
cute.
A real gift.
Look at the ass on
and
that
look
candle.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Look at that fucking ass on that candle.
You guys seem to like it.
Is that a candle?
I'm better. Reminds me
of
my
it
heart.
Was a candle. Now it's a sex object. Look at that thing.
Wow.
What isn't?
I'm going to hollow that out and make it fleshlight.
This is very pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what do you guys want to do to my
thank you? Speaking of candles, some of us are getting pretty down to the bottom there.
We're getting candle races. And we don't have to stress about them. The update is that...
Oh, look at that
Helen's
pink
doing
one.
Well.
Helen, you can't.
In this economy.
Look at the white one.
I thought the pink one was dead.
Yeah, look at the white one. That's right.
Whatever, fuck that.
This is excessive and ridiculous.
What do you
the pink one is also doing well, may I say. Ivy's is doing well. Okay. I think your main competitor is Ivy. Do not breathe on the candles, children.
I'm going to enter soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. She's going to enter soon.
Before we do that, I want to remind all Catholics that midnight mass is in 30 minutes.
On the West Coast.
Right. Okay. We'll end for mass. Okay, here we come.
Here comes the reindeer.
Should we sing something? Rudolph the
Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very bloody nose.
This is a sexual song about the shiny nose.
Oh, the shiny nose.
He was sticking his nose in a pussy.
I thought he had a bloody nose.
What's happening? I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's not a bloody nose. It's a shiny nose.
Shiny nose, right.
From eating pussy. That's my feeling. Yeah, anyway.
Was he eating Mrs. Claus's pussy?
No, Rudolph.
Come on in, Rudolph.
Rudolph was drunk.
What are we saying?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you wouldn't think it goes.
I think I'm really special.
Then one foggy Christmas
here, get down on all fours.
Santa came to town.
Of
your love so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe this is real. I'm always shocked every day.
Nose reindeer.
Like
you go down
history.
Oh yeah.
You go down on Dr. Susie.
Go down on Dr. Susie. Rudolph the
Red-Nosed
Reindeer, that's why he's got a red nose.
Hey,
because you'll go down on Dr. Susie. You know, that's why she's the manager.
No, okay. He's, no.
And Rudolph and Santa Claus had a drunk driver. That's what he had with a red nose.
Well,
drinking,
she's been drinking some agua.
You
know?
And you notice, she came in, Santa is stuck in the elevator shaft. Fell out of the elevator, fell off the sleigh.
So she was slaying under the influence.
Okay.
Slaying under the
influence. Wait, where is your microphone? Rudolph, you can't talk without a microphone here.
And by the way,
I want everyone to know that Ivy gets paid to get caned. So you want to give us a little example?
Wait, the white
cane.
I want a present.
Yeah, she gets caned. She gets paid and goes to Hawaii to get her.
Well,
ass
I don't think
beat.
We're gonna pay her enough to be able to. Really
I really have to get her ass beat.
Can we get presents?
We're gonna get presents.
You never know. Don't really. We got to hand out the presents.
Taylor's got a present in her hand.
I'm making an announcement. I made this.
I made this.
I thought it's awesome.
It's way better than Justine's present.
Are we having present envy here?
This is very pretty. Happy dreidel day, Dr. Susie. What does that say?
Juicy.
Dr. Susie Juicy.
You haven't heard that one before?
You know?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. It opens.
Pop up.
Look at
you
that.
You made that?
It's
yeah,
it's
beautiful.
Pop up.
Really
I went to preschool. That's you must have an accent that day.
My savior. Look. Jesus theme. Okay. My savior, Dr. Susan Black. And look, she's got me with nice tits. And
Evie.
And Evie. Oh, we have to bring Evie out.
And you're crucified on a penis, see? And it's jizzing.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, yes, I am crucified on a penis. This is very special.
Can we zoom in on this?
We have to zoom in on this, Lara.
We love this going for
what I don't know was. See, I like
1995.
There's no hands, by the way.
You're
to the penis, but no hands.
Wow.
That's always good.
This is a major sale.
It is. Okay. Have a merry 666 Sexmas. My beautiful savior, you are the most amazing being. You have saved me from oppression and depression. Oppression and depression.
Both.
How about repression? What about that?
Reproductive health.
Don't you buy this, too?
And then you made all my fondest dreams come true.
Batista.
And
Demon Girls and Corpses.
Okay.
And
I love
getting
you,
laid.
And
my
laid,
little
yeah,
reindeer.
And getting to be me, and everyone loves it.
Okay.
Almost everyone.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll give your jealous siblings there.
Just kidding. I love you, Tata.
For you, but first we're going to...
Everybody has to get their
presents.
Oh my God, presents.
Okay. Take a picture.
The tape ended, it said.
The tape has ended.
It said tape ended,
and
boys.
This is our... placement moment.
Yes.
All right, so we have
we
to wait to
love
the tape.
adultplayparlor.com.
We do.
Everyone should go there. They have the widest selection of adult stuff. They even have a Peter Piper, which is a pipe you can smoke out of and then fuck yourself with.
So,
I want that so bad. I want someone to smoke out with.
We have a ball gag here.
You know,
we have presents. Oh, the names are on them.
You're
going
okay,
to smoke out your pussy there.
This one doesn't
this
have
one's
name.
Yours.
Oh. Oh, this
See?
One's mine. Oh,
Dr.
yes.
Susie.
I get a new squirting realistic cock.
Yes!
So, I don't have to borrow your enemas anymore.
You don't
Ivy.
Have to steal my enemas anymore?
Look, it's making fun of you. We
you
have
know,
a
I really actually like the enema back better.
I need that.
I should have a battle with this.
Does that mean I retire
so
my cock?
Can we have a battle?
My dad's an engineer.
Oh, here we go.
Really
it's already put together.
Can we have a cock off?
Oh, it's got water in it.
Squirts better?
Okay.
We can.
It even came with a recipe to make your own jizz for it.
What's the recipe for jizz?
It calls for evaporated milk, eggs, and sugar.
Cetaphil.
Well, that sounds like
it would
taste
like
a
penal
reason.
Okay, let's see. Okay, here's Ivy. No, this is for Ivy. Okay, this is a ball gag.
Okay.
Yay!
Oh!
Oh,
careful.
No.
Don't give her a concussion before she gets
it. Would
she beats up on my
face like that. Okay, so are you going to wear that, or are you going to use that?
Nor your candles.
Nori's candle.
Let's not all talk at one time.
On my team.
Let's not all talk at one time.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, who's getting this?
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
Yeah,
a body wand from
it's
adult
like a tiny Hitachi. I'm so excited about that.
Ivy tries on her ball gag. This is like a little
on my vagina.
You should try that ball gag on somebody.
I'm gonna buzz myself while she puts that in her mouth.
You could use that on the plane.
I'm gonna put it in Mary's mouth.
But use it now. But open it up now.
So,
we
ladies
have to
and gentlemen,
it. It's so cute.
You know, especially you dirty little kids, get away from the radio.
We can all use this.
Oh my god, look at that. There's an awesome
it's got diamonds.
What
diamonds
is that?
Never lie to me.
Is that a credit card at the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm waiting for the.
I think that's mine.
This is your credit card.
No.
I think my camera's
got nothing on it.
The strongest.
I'll be going up there in a few minutes to receive my gifts.
This is a very special present for Bear. We really put a lot of thought into it.
Is it lube?
What's that one?
What is
exactly
it?
What you wanted, huh?
It's anal lube. Okay,
guys, the cat.
That's what he wanted when I stuck a glow stick in his ass.
I think that was
team effort.
Okay, I sent him over and she did
well,
that.
Well,
the candles are dying.
The candles are not. Oh,
wait,
I died.
Wait. The candles are dying.
Oh, look, it's Nori's.
I died. Ivy, and... Ooh, this is good.
Why is my name Asian?
Because you're yellow.
Oh, wait, let's see. We got three going here.
We do have...
Four going.
Quite a few going. Who are the ones that are going now?
Helen is in the...
Helen.
Oh, I'm still there. Yes.
And yes.
Yes, fuck yes.
Johnny is in.
Power Ranger stance.
Ivy is in.
Oh, my God. I think I'm slowly fading out.
Ivy is fading out.
This is getting serious.
But you never know.
Helen and I are still
in. And who's this?
Here.
Is this Justine over here? Justine is
she
still in.
She didn't even
in.
Fucking
Ours
want
is
it.
Still burning bright.
She right, you're still in the race, Justine. Okay. Wow. Who's
ooh,
up?
Look at me.
Who's
look
the
at
one
me.
All the way over to the
me,
side?
Me,
that's,
me, 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 me.
That's Johnny. You're doing really well.
Oh, my
well.
God. Fuck
yeah,
this
I wanted the black one.
Oh, I wanted... That's,
I
you know...
Yeah.
You can't say
you
that during the
yeah, yeah,
you're
racist. Want to go black.
Okay, we have...
Watch out. You'll stop talking.
And
there's
Chi on the phone.
We have a question.
And they are... They're from the Orgasms for Peace.
Oh, okay.
Kent and Chi, they're a couple.
All right.
I'd really like to orgasm. That sounds amazing.
They,
Peace is cool.
I think they contacted me on some site or other.
Okay. Ivy, would you like to orgasm for us?
Yes, I
yeah.
would.
Oh,
would.
Very good.
Okay.
Well,
ooh, Ivy went out. Moment. Ivy's candle went out, by the way.
Oh, just as she was ready to orgasm.
It's not going in my mouth.
You guess, Sonia.
Okay. Kent, Chi, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Kent and Chi. Welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy winter solstice. Kinky Kwanzaa. You know, all that good stuff. Happy Saturnalia.
Thank you.
So what are you guys up to?
Oh, we're just having a good time here. Just getting things to settle in. A few things
For Christmas.
Whatever like that. So we're late ones, I guess. You call it that. So.
Yeah, anyway, you still doing the Orgasms for Peace?
Yeah, well, it's been a few years, but I got back into it, looking at it, and... also, got reminded we got to do that on the winter solstice on the 21st.
Right, which we've already passed. But can we still have an orgasm tonight anyway for peace?
Absolutely.
Because Ivy wants to orgasm absolutely. For peace tonight.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay. It'll work. It'll help with peace, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's still within the Saturnalia time period.
Yes. Ho, ho, ho,
well,
Saturnalia.
No, I don't know. I don't know, maybe it isn't now. Maybe now the sun has moved forward, you know, ahead in the sky 1 degree now. So maybe it isn't the solstice anymore.
Well, let's not get too technical. We're feeling very solstice-y tonight.
Anyway, we wanted to share some interesting sexual history of Christmas and its symbolic...
somebody's just went out. By the way, we're going to interrupt you every once in a while because we are having a Hanukkah candle race right now, and we're at the end. And now it is actually between Helen and Justine. Justine, you didn't even want to be in it. You might win. Okay, we've got a lot of the people rooting for the underdog, who is Justine, but Helen is... Oh, my God! Oh, look at her raising her arms in the air like a Nazi. Oh, wow. She won, and she is gloating. She gets all that chocolate. Now, what about the spirit of Christmas? I mean, the spirit of Hanukkah is you get all your chocolate now. Oh, wait, there's no mic. There's no mic. You turn their mics off. Okay, he's the fascist here. He's turned the mics off. All the mics are gone. Okay. Okay, turn the mic on now.
There you are.
Okay. And I declare, jumping up and down like a Christmas elf.
I declare this fraudulent.
I don't know what to make of this. My brother's going to have to decide this tomorrow at our Christmas dinner. That's right. You've won three times in a row. This is unheard of, first of all. Okay. What do you have to say for yourself?
I like to thank myself.
You're a communist. I thought you have, you know, a whole platoon of people to thank.
Not on Christmas Eve.
God, not even us?
Fine, 50% of the credit goes to the rest of you guys.
And the coins.
Give me that coin. What about the chocolate? That's the important thing.
Forget the credit.
Are you going to share your chocolate?
I'll share one.
One chocolate?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Can nibble.
And they talk about Jews.
You know, Kent and she, we've got a whole.
You gotta watch this Buddhist
problem going on.
My candle
here.
Is still going.
I can't believe this.
Your candle is still going.
I'm so pissed.
We do Hanukkah candle races here, as well as kinky Christmas. Anyway.
All right. So
history of what? Of Christmas? Of
yeah, it's a sexual history of Christmas.
Sexual history of Christmas. We are having now. Take notes.
Absolutely. Okay, go ahead, she.
Okay. I'll just read this. It says, many words that are used to describe extreme religious fervor are also used to describe great sex, such as passion, bliss, and ecstasy.
Yes.
There were many orgies throughout the year as celebrations in the religion of the goddess. Many of these celebrations have been taken over by the Christians, removed their sexual nature.
Mm.
The best known is undoubtedly Christmas, taken from the pagan festival of Saturnalia.
Mm-hmm. Go Saturnalia.
Uh-huh. Yep. Saturn, from whom we get the word for the day of the week, Saturday, was the Roman name for the Greek god Cronus and the Babylonian god Ninip, sometimes called the Lord of Death. He was represented by the sun at its lowest aspect, at the winter solstice. That's when the earth is cold and most plants are dead, and it was believed that the sun was approaching death. Today, that's around December 21st, but because of calendar changes, it was originally December 25th. Saturnalia celebrated the sun overcoming the power of winter with hope of spring, when life would be renewed. In Roman times, Bacchus, the god of wine, became the lord of these festivals. During the Bacchanalian festivals, the everyday rules were turned topsy-turvy. The masters waited on the servants, and the servants, all sexual prohibitions were lifted. It was a time of true goodwill towards all men. Even dresses were exchanged with men dressing as women. Erotic dances were performed with a large erect phallus being carried around in the dancing processionals.
I'm acting that out right now. I'm carrying around a large erect phallus in the dancing processional. Ooh, it's squirting!
I didn't know guys squirted too.
And, okay, continuing. The concept of the Christmas tree itself is explained as thus. Teutonic Yuletide rites in which fir trees were hung with lights and surrounded with sacrificial offerings are more direct antecedents of the modern decorated tree. The celebration of Yule or Yuletide, also known as the winter solstice, is normally performed on December 21st. It is one of the lesser Sabbats, and it is said that at this time, the new sun god is born to the mother Lilith. The Yule tree is put up in many areas in representation of the phallus, or the spirit of fertility. From this came the Christian Christmas tree. Gifts from the tree actually symbolize the semen springing from
Wait
the
a second.
Phallus.
Gifts from the tree symbolize the semen springing from the phallus. No, wait. I didn't hear that one before.
You're changing tonight.
The gifts are the semen. Very nice.
Springing from the phallus. In the book Cunningham's Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs, it is again stated that one of the powers of the pine tree is fertility and that the tree is of the masculine gender. Later on, the date would be changed from December 21st to the day we now celebrate as Christmas, as stated here. Quote, in 240 CE, the Emperor Aurelian sought to unite the Roman Empire around the cult of the unconquered sun, the Persian god of light, Mithras, and fixed December 25th as the sun's birthday. That's because it moves ahead 1 degree, like I said. Anyway, some 60 years later, the Christian church borrowed this date to commemorate the birth of Christ as the new Prince of Light. The Christmas tree was also adopted, and many stories sprang up, pardon my pun, explaining away the pagan origins. Is that it, Kat?
Okay. Well,
be God,
some enlightening stuff, especially the semen presence. I got to remember that one. Presents are the semen spurting from the phallus, which is the tree.
Correct.
Interesting.
And here's another modern day symbology. You know, they said that Santa Claus is actually a phallic symbol, and as he enters in,
he enters
the chimney. Which represents the vagina, and he brings along his presence into a person's home.
Right.
That presents the semen, and that. Santa Claus is just like a bee going one flower to another, pollinating one right after another.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Santa is a cock, a dick,
something like that.
Yeah. I always thought the chimney was, you know, kind of vaginal.
Yeah, he's a fat dick.
Fat dick.
Yeah. He's looking for a ho ho.
Yeah, Santa's looking for a ho ho.
Anyway.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, are you going to have some holiday sex tonight? Good. We have a snowflake entering our scene here. She is a real human snowflake in stripper shoes.
Yeah.
And she's got
she fell off of Rudolph's
snowflakes all over her.
Son's butt plug.
Let's see some ballet.
Look at this. She looks so cute. Okay. Well, we're having a very Merry Christmas. It looks like she's wearing a condom on her head, but that's really a baby bonnet.
The hat I was born in.
It's her baby hat. She had a big head when she was born.
It pounded her in
I'm an
the
alien.
Head many times.
I just want to say, ice, baby.
Ice.
If mommy, if you're watching, this is from when we went to Disneyland to see Beast, and I got to meet him special because you told him I was dying. And that was awesome. You're the best mom ever. And
aww.
Then we saw the ice skating snowflakes in the Christmas parade, and we have pictures, and that's what inspired me. You know it. You love it.
Ooh. But she can't sit down
this
in this
is what my
outfit,
mom taught me
right.
how to do. Wait. Oh, I can't do it in these snowflakes.
Can't do it in the snowflakes.
Wait.
Oh, this is jiggling
that's
the butt.
Very nice.
Your aunt told you how
Thanks,
to do
Ma.
That.
Thanks right. for the ass.
Thanks, right. Mom. Okay, and thank you, Chi and Kent. Okay, thanks for sharing that, and have a great holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you later. Happy New Year.
Let's have that peaceful orgasm.
Yes.
We're going to have orgasms for peace soon.
Okay.
But we have to give out the rest of the presents. Where'd Ivy go? She's going to have an orgasm.
Probably she went to the...
answer the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or something.
All right. We got a
she'll, she'll be back to squirt for peace soon.
Nori, you got a present, too.
Nori got a present.
Is
Let
that
me
a
tell
little
you a little bit about this present for Nori.
This guy made me dinner, and usually I love his dinner. I like any food, dude. But
okay, hold that up.
There was an octopus
please.
In my pasta, and I put the octopus in my mouth thinking it was bacon. I freaked out for like 2.5 hours. I couldn't even go near the kitchen. My vagina was crawling, just like I could feel the tentacle. So he gets an octopus.
He gets an octopus, which is waterproof. Right.
Hey, he can boil it and throw it in my food.
Which you can also get at adultplayparlor.com.
She was so pissed. That was
or screamingo.com.
I thought he did
okay,
it on purpose.
Okay, so I think we're giving out another one of those, right?
Yeah, Helen.
Helen also gets mm-hmm. this. Okay, here we go.
Helen also is trying
to get the... Wait, talking to the microphone. Where's the microphone?
She's saying that Helen also gets an octopus because she's what? Because
she's Chinese.
Because she's Chinese. How is
that,
does that mean?
Related to my Chinese-ness?
Oh, that's so cute.
When I told you I wanted to go see moray eels, you were like, oh, yeah, let's go eat some eel.
That's not an octopus, though.
Yeah.
Just stay away from the ocean. Come on.
Okay.
Asia.
Thank you.
Okay. And now, who else? Who else is there?
I think.
Justine?
Justine. Justine, who came in a very close second in the Hanukkah candle races. And she
ooh,
gets
sword
a mini Hitachi magic wand. We have
I love
to show
these.
This. This is
get
very cute.
Mini wand.
Don't make her. You are such a bully. She's not a pro. She's just private. Justine, I got your
she
back.
She hasn't shown me her ass yet.
Okay, but
I've seen her ass. I've seen her ass.
The package.
Uh huh.
So they know you're going to take it home and do kinky things with it in your
room. Can we sword fight?
I'll.
Okay, sizes.
Of the real
high
top.
Wow, that thing is tiny.
Here. The other people should get presents.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Here.
What is this?
This is a bullet. Okay, who's going to get the bullet?
What is
awesome,
this thing?
Awesome, thank you.
Okay.
What is this
and where's
gift?
Lisa? Yeah. She should get a present because she just helped us with our case.
Lisa.
What is
Lisa's
this?
Lisa's going to be a great mom one day.
Oh, yeah. What is this?
Lisa! This is a power...
What is it?
It's a bullet.
A bullet.
Yeah,
what
you stick
it
up your
it?
Ass or something.
Yeah.
I don't stick nothing up my ass, baby.
Put it in your lace.
I'll take all the fun away.
Lisa gets, what should we give her? Power Buddy?
Oh, I love those. They're
you love
cute.
Those?
Whoa.
Yeah, but this
you
is...
You wanted your...
But this is powerful.
Yeah, bullets are actually pretty good.
These are way more powerful than they look like.
Yeah.
Take a picture of Lisa with her power
especially
buddy.
Especially if somebody's not used to them.
Do you hear that? That's powerful.
All right. So now Tasia can't sit down in that outfit, I guess. So, okay.
No, I can't, literally.
I don't think she can ever sit down. She's kind of a spouse.
Yeah, that's true.
We have more anal lube if anyone would like some.
Oh, can I have some?
No, thank you.
Here, anal lube.
Oh. Tasia, give me my lube. I need it.
Are you trying to be a candy cane swallower?
Yeah, she's swallowing a candy cane.
I do not have lube, actually.
Just again, want to remind you in 7 minutes.
Only use that.
Let me tell everyone that
midnight mass.
Sabrina sucks a mean dick.
She does.
She is the best cocksucker
ever.
She sucked my cock and broke it.
True.
All right, so we could have dildo squirting fights. We could have an orgasm for peace.
Yes.
We need to pick one.
I say orgasm for peace.
And you have 6 minutes. Six minutes.
And
let's go, and then we all have to go to church.
If I get started now, I think I might be able to get
hey,
church for peace.
You better watch it.
Whoa. Oh, be careful! There's electronics.
Watch the equipment.
Oh, yours has so much more because it's got the enema bag. Shit.
Yeah, it's all about the enema bag. Get her good. Suck that bitch down. Oh yeah,
that's unfair.
Bear and Tasia, let's start on the outside.
Whoa.
Okay. Now.
Step away from there, Susan. Come towards you.
I know, it's very wet and cold and icy. That's what you get for hanging out with snowflakes. Okay. Squirt on yourself.
She's squirting in her mouth.
Okay.
I love it in my mouth.
So what are we ready for now? We were going to tell stories. We didn't tell any stories, really. Tasia told a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's time for orgasm for peace.
I got it.
Okay. Oh, whoops. We've got the
after
phone.
After the phone.
After the phone. All right. So.
Is it Doug?
Now, what is in this box here? Is this some sperm? Is this a gift?
For you.
Is this some semen?
It's something yeah. that you love.
Okay.
Okay. Should I come up there now
yeah.
to get my gifts?
Well, yeah. is this for him too?
Orgasm no. for peace.
Are you going to do an orgasm for peace, honey?
Ooh, with bonobo.
Oh, look at all the little nail polishes.
Aww.
Susie has a Grace collection of nail polishes. I was so excited.
Now you can borrow the nail polishes.
She lets me borrow.
Yay. That's
See?
Very cute. Christmassy nail polishes. Mm. Okay. So now, I think, Ivy, you have volunteered to have an orgasm for peace.
Yes, that would be.
Oh, no, that was Christine.
So, you want to get up on
I
the bed for that?
I never said anybody can hit me with that.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, goth colors. Wow, look at all the nail polish. Great. Okay, so here we go. Do we need the love rug for this?
Oh, I love that slut paddle.
I think you should...
The Hitachi. The Hitachi's over there.
I think you should move the manger.
Okay, we need to move the manger.
She kicks my ass.
Somehow.
She kicks my ass
Icicle?
In the morning, in the evening, and at nighttime.
Snowflake, could you move the... Oh, here we go.
Bear's got it.
Oh, move Jesus?
Yeah. No, you got to move... Yeah.
Just a little over, not too far. We don't want to be too far from Jesus. Keep the Christmas tree over here.
Can we tell our true story of Jesus now?
Yes.
Yay!
While she's getting ready, go ahead.
You guys reenact the true story of Jesus. Ready?
No.
Mary?
She's just getting was a naked. Horse. I'm so
How
excited.
How you gonna start it?
Ivy is so hot, if you guys don't already know this.
Ivy
and one
is very
time,
hot. Okay.
She broke a wood paddle on my ass. It was the hottest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when they spit nice on each other's faces in my bed.
Her.
I don't like that.
Shut up. Just
like in your bed?
Yeah, like in my bed. Spitting on each other's faces.
You know. Must have invited them into your bed.
So what? I had them tied up in there.
Well, there you go.
Turn it on. Yeah, guys, we don't like that. Just turn it on full power.
Okay. Maybe she needs the microphone. Okay.
We'll watch.
If you're
going to
boss
thing.
Him around, we want to hear. Okay. Is he doing it right?
I don't. Let the woman do the work. Come on.
You know where to put your Hitachi. Maybe we should get a little Hitachi in the act. Compare. You should bring up the little one.
And put it where?
I don't know. Next to it. Okay, we're having an orgasm for peace.
It needs to be peaceful, Tasia.
All pray for peace now.
There's nothing peaceful about this lady.
Mm.
Hey, why'd you stop?
I'm going to get down there. Okay.
They're the cutest couple ever.
They're very
rubs.
Cute. Now we're getting some nice love pictures of them. Oh, he's kissing her inner thighs.
They're the perfect Aryan
so lovingly.
Couple.
This is holiday sex. That's what it is. Yes, he's decking the halls. Yeah, he's gonna.
I think you decked them earlier.
Now he's gonna enter the chimney.
Oh.
Where's the Santa hat? Right, somebody should be wearing a Santa hat for this.
Santa
part.
Going down.
Santa baby.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
Okay, oh, this is the singing Santa hat now.
This is for
you,
Charles.
Okay.
So fucked up.
Oh, yes. Ivy looks so beautiful now with her red makeup.
So hot.
Hey. This is a little bit of a mood ruiner, Snowflake. Okay. There you go. You wear it. That's it.
Tasia, turn it off.
It'll go off, right? Okay. Here we go. We're orgasming for peace with Miss Ivy Thornton. Is giving her beautiful body to peace on earth, pleasure for all, the bonobo way. And directing the Hitachi magic wand. Put it where you want it.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes, beautiful. The snowflake is now sucking on her nipple. You keep singing, Helen, because I've got my mouth full of nipple. Yes, there she goes. Ivy Thornton, being tended to by the snowflake of Christmas. Slip a sable and the big bear, Santa Claus, opening up her chimney for his entry.
Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah!
Oh, it was right at midnight.
For peace.
I feel more peaceful.
Nice tits.
Right.
Nice.
Awesome.
And it's time for midnight mass.
Like watermelon. It looks like grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And a hand for Bear. Ass crack is now showing very invitingly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just let it hang, let it hang, let it hang. Okay, well, that was quite a climax to our show.
So hot.
Yeah, very hot, huh? This is what we call a family show. Okay.
I love my family.
Yeah,
especially when they're coming.
This is the Speakeasy family.
Come, family, come.
And, well, we packed a lot into this show.
We did, and I just want to remind everybody
that packing, don't be jealous of your brother and sister having sex.
Just want to remind everyone that all characters in tonight's play are fictional, including Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It wasn't really Jesus.
Right.
Okay.
And please take no offense.
So I think we're about done. I mean, should we have everybody say goodbye? Do they have anything?
We are done.
To say? I mean, just Merry Christmas.
Anybody want to say anything?
I mean,
happy holidays, bitches.
Happy holidays.
Should we let them give out their own websites?
Sure.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. Helen, your website, please.
I am website-less.
You win all the Hanukkah races, and you're the manager, and you're okay. Well, give out our website.
DrSusanBlockInstitute.com.
Thank you very much. Ooh. That's it. All right. And Johnny Lynch.
JohnnyLynchIsFat.com.
Johnny Lynch is fat. Is
and
that a verb, lynching? Fat? Okay.
And Nori. Nori, here's Nori, son.
And, you can find me here all the time.
No, wait, you went back to Florida for a few minutes. Okay, and now, well, Lara Teak, you can
interesting
promote yourself.
Interesting tidbit about Nori, he's a vampire.
No website for me.
You have no website to give out. Okay,
no.
Well, we can find you here because we use a lot of your pictures all over our sites. So, drsusanblock.com. Okay, why don't you promote your dentist, Lisa? And
his name is Dr. Sagi. It's moderndentistry.com.
You shut up.
Anyone need dental work? Come to my dentist.
He didn't do my teeth, by the way.
You didn't come make an appointment, Dr. Susie.
Yeah, right. But I haven't heard that it's
coming. But they have a website? Is there a website?
ModernAgeDentistry.com. Mm.
Okay.
That's all.
Would it give us a discount?
Very modern.
Modern Age.
Okay, and Justine, do you have a website? You're okay.
She has the blog.
She has the I'm okay, you're okay website. Okay. Tasia, where can we find you?
Right here. I don't have a website, no. DrSusanBlockInstitute.com.
Tasia is
on Twitter. And DrSusanBlock.com and blogonme.com. And Twitter @TasiaSuter.
Okay. Right. And Ivy Thornton.
I have ivythornton.com. That's ivythornton.com.
Personally, I have, you can find me on Twitter at Johnny Napalm. Johnny
Napalm. That's you.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Napalm at twitter.com.
That's a high rate explosive.
Wow.
I am pretty explosive.
That's what I like pants. Explosive things in my mouth, so.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
There you go.
It works out.
That's Santa's presents for you. Okay, so so I think that's about everybody.
What's yeah. your website?
Okay. What's whose website?
Your website.
My website.
Duh.
God.com. Okay. Come on. Okay, so.
So, once again, I want to apologize for our staff. And if we have offended anyone, it really, we didn't mean to.
Then we've done our job.
As I said before, all characters were fictional in this radio play.
That's only a doll of Batista. Although the Batista pictures are now up. Yay!
Yeah. Finally!
All right. Okay.
And all you little 13-year-olds, get away from the radio.
Yeah. Now, go to your room.
All right, go to your room.
Okay.
But when you grow up, you'll remember... that holidays are about pleasure. Yay. Yay. And the bonobos teach us the way of peace through pleasure. Why are you putting on that? I didn't get to do my ending.
I'm Dr. Susan Block.
What's going on? It's Christmas. You know, let me do the bonobo ending.
Okay.
Yes, the bonobos are the symbols of Christmas because they celebrate peace through pleasure all the time. And we should make like bonobos, not baboons. Occupy our lovers. Aw, look at Batista loving the bonobos. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah! Happy Saturnalia! Ho, ho, ho's! Oh, Kwanzaa, yeah. Buddy Day, yeah.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else?
I got it right this time.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.